Hello, my name is Sofia Cardona and I will be your host today on Brain Check. Today I will analyze what happens to our brains during a trip to La Macarena. Now, close your eyes for a second and imagine you are in La Macarena, feeling the moisture in your face and watching the beautiful colors of Caño Cristales. One of the greatest things about going hiking outside is the isolation we get from the stress we live in our daily lives. Normally, 100 different things rush into our minds every second of the day that make us worry. But in La Macarena, our mind focuses only on our surroundings and on what we are feeling. Being in a place like this cleanses our minds from the urgency it usually feels and lets it recover from the mental activity in our normal routines. This helps our brain because it is a place without technology, and this helps our brain be more calm and concentrated. Many studies have shown that technology can have the same mental damages as alcohol, and by getting rid of technology, the brain is being able to concentrate and improve its performance. Also, the ecosystem of La Macarena has many trees and plants that release chemicals like oxygen that help the brain relax and cleanse. Being in a new environment, the brain creates new cells, generating new alpha waves. While hiking to Caño Cristales, the body exercises, and this has a lot of benefits in the brain. The brain works better because it's receiving more oxygen, since the body is exercising constantly, and due to this, the heart pumps faster and there is a quicker blood flow. The oxygen that the brain receives is much cleaner due to the low pollution in La Macarena. Now, in La Macarena, the brain is exposed to many new stimuli that activate different parts of the brain. For example, the medulla oblongata, which controls the cardiac and respiratory functions, needs to cope with the increase in heartbeat that is produced because of exercise. Also, the hypothalamus, as well as the pituitary glands, need to cope with the hot weather to control body temperature and maintain homeostasis. Also, there is a stimuli from the central nervous system that indicates thirst or hunger. Also, the amygdala, that is in charge of processing emotions, has another stimuli that makes the brain change. The person is in an unfamiliar place, far from home, being in constant exercise, and this makes emotions change. The cerebellum is also constantly working during the hike since it is in charge of coordinating, learning and performing new skills. The occipital lobe and the temporal lobe are also constantly learning new information and making new memories of the hike. Being in nature allows the prefrontal cortex to reduce its activity and rest. Traveling will allow you to concentrate in fewer things that don't generate distress and worries in your normal life, therefore making your life easier. Thank you for watching, and we'll see you in the next episode of Brain Check.